the southern kingdom of Judah is destroyed. The kingdom of Judah follows in Israel's footsteps over 100 years later and is destroyed by Assyria, with most of its people taken into exile in Babylonia after the fall of Jerusalem. The only people not taken are the very poor who are used to take care of the vineyards and fields. More information can be found in the 25th chapter of 2 Kings.
Author's note. In 586 BC, about 136 years after Israel was destroyed, Judah was taken into captivity and exiled to Babylonia. Judah had been governed by 21 kings before it was destroyed by Babylonia, who had just conquered Assyria. Some of Judah's kings, quote, did evil in the sight of the Lord, unquote, and some of Judah's kings turned the people back to the Lord and obeyed his commands. When the northern kingdom of Israel was exiled, Hezekiah was then the king of Judah. He listened to and acted upon God's word through the prophet Isaiah, and the kingdom of Judah was spared, and only Israel's 10 tribes were taken. Coniah was the king in Judah when the Babylonians came to dominate the world. He, quote, did evil in the sight of the Lord, unquote, and so it was finally Judah's time to be conquered. The people were deported to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar II. Jerusalem was destroyed, its temple was burned, and all of its treasures were taken to Babylon. In the first wave of captives taken to Babylon, the prophet Daniel, who was a young boy, is taken and becomes popular with this king because of his faith in God and his wisdom. Again, the only people not taken are the very poor who are used to take care of the vineyards and fields. In 537 BC, some 49 years later, Babylon was conquered by the Persian king Cyrus the Great, and that king issued a decree to, quote, allow the Jews to go back to their land, unquote, but many who were settled there considered Babylon their home. Only a small amount of the Jews returned to Judah compared to what were exiled. This is found in Nehemiah 7, and among them only 74 Levites, known for their dedication to the things of God. The first move back was led by Zerubbabel of the house of David, who found everything destroyed. No temple, torn down walls, and a corrupt breed of Jews, Samaritans, living there. He laid the foundations for a new temple, and 21 years later, they finished the work. The Babylonian captivity lasted exactly 70 years, from the burning of the temple in Jerusalem in 586 BC to the completion of the new rebuilt temple in 516 BC. Under the leadership of Ezra, 58 years later, more Jews returned, and 12 years later, Nehemiah received permission to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and govern Judea. It took him 52 days to finish the wall, having to fight opposition from the people who lived in the area.